Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Pre-Talk Live's live Saturday edition of saying Sunday. We're on 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can hear the show live at freetalklive.com. Downloaded the archives. We have archives going back 5 years at archives.freetalklive.com. The first 7 days are actually available right on the front page of freetalklive.com for you. So if you called in and you want to hear what Jess sound like, you can download the show. If you didn't hear the whole thing, you want to hear that, that's fine. If you think, well, this is something like I've never heard before, I should hear more of this, please go get the last 5 years of the show and listen to it. It's completely up to you. You can put it on your MP3 player, take it with you, listen to it while you're mowing the lawn or whatever you're doing.
And it's pretty unusual in the world of talk radio to have someone give away all their content for free.
Rush Limbaugh ain't doing that for you. FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go back to Nick in Illinois. Nick?
Hi. So to briefly recap, I talked with my dad a couple nights ago making the argument that people don't consent to their government, and he said they did by virtue of having moved there. Here's the problem I came up with when I thought of a counter-argument to his response. We say in the Liberty Movement that if you own the land, you decide the rules on that piece of land, or else you have the right to evict people from it at any time for any reason.
Sure.
The problem I have is, how is a local government any different from being basically just a company that owns the land and is offering you the mercy of going to jail instead of just banishing you and never letting you come back?
Do you feel I have properly addressed that in the last segment?
Sorry, what was that?
Do you feel I properly addressed that question in the last segment?
No, not
okay,
really.
Let me try it again. Governments as they exist today, and I believe in all cases, but I certainly haven't studied all 200 governments that exist around the world. But I can certainly tell you, in the sound of my voice, the vast majority of people are listening are in the North American continent. And the United States government had a revolution against a king. If you claim that this government is legitimate, then it would seem because it owns the land, then you must claim that the previous government was legitimate because it owned the land. So how can someone rise up in armed revolt against a government that legitimately owned the land and then claim the land for themselves? The only way is violence. If you believe that that is a legitimate way for people to wrest the land from a legitimate government and then form their own legitimate government, you see the problems in this thinking, is then you would legitimately believe I could take your wallet by stabbing you in the neck.
I have an alternative answer, Nick, too. I think that agreements are only legitimate if they have the option for either person to opt out, you know, if they can not agree with the terms of the agreement. And
I actually brought that up, and my dad said that you can opt out of any government by moving.
This is a true statement. So,
well, you can opt out.
This is the point. Wait, this is. I brought it down to the bottom. Don't bring it. Don't fill it up here, because this is the problem. I've had this conversation 100 times in the last 5 years doing this, and this is, does your dad think this government is legitimate because it stabs people in the neck and takes their wallet? Ask him that.
Okay.
Do you see the problem, though? I mean, if this government's legitimate, then the last one was legitimate, against which there was a revolution. And
I mean, I don't know if everybody would find that particular phrasing persuasive, because if somebody started talking about stabbing people, I might. My
that's
brain
what government
might just
does. It stabs,
well, course,
and threatens to stab
that's
people.
That's true, but is that an effective way to reach everybody with the message? And maybe some people would be persuaded
by. But you have to bring
approach
it down, because the fact is, I do have control over my property. If you don't like my rules, you can get the F off. And that's how
right
that works.
But, and that's
if
true
you believe
private
that the government owns the property, this property, then you believe the last government owned this property, and then you believe it's legitimate to take property from people by using violence. And it's an advocation by supporting this government as legitimate. It is an advocation of using violence to get what you want.
Yes.
All right. So then what? I've probably mentioned this in a previous call, but what about places like Holland, which were settled on completely desolate land that nobody wanted, and they homesteaded that property, made it their own, and then formed their government?
I don't know.
If you move there,
I don't have to deal with that problem on a regular basis.
Well,
I mean, I've never been to Holland.
Unfortunately, Nick, I think that the way that the world is structured now, there are very few, or no, essentially no, habitable places on Earth that don't have governments kind of claiming jurisdiction over them. And so kind of where are you supposed to go? You really don't have, yes, you can opt out of a particular government in favor of another government, but you cannot opt out of all government reasonably and live on Earth.
Well, now, as I understand it, I mean, it's, I think the general response is, well, that's your problem. I mean, it's not their fault that there's nowhere else for you to go. How does that in any way give you an obligation? What? Because, like, in the private sector, you know, we say that if there's only one job around and you take that job, people still say you're not coerced into that job because you can still leave that job even if it causes great suffering.
I absolutely believe that. I think that the situation with Holland gets a little more difficult because you're talking about sort of agreements that have been passed down through hundreds of years. I don't know. I'm going to take your word on Holland. I have no idea how Holland was settled. But I do believe that if I go set up a nation with some friends of mine down in South, in Antarctica, in an unclaimed area, and we set out some rules, that those rules are legitimate for that community. I believe that. However, the vast majority of countries in this land were settled through violence and killing. So if you advocate for those governments as having a legitimate claim on that land, then you're advocating for violence and killing. Nick, you know, I have to go on. I appreciate the call. 855-450-3733.
Well, I have something important to say on
this. Say it.
I think that maybe instead of focusing on trying to shut other people down with our arguments as libertarians so often do, I mean, it's just, the style of debating is so prevalent, you know. I think maybe trying to build a little bit of empathy between Nick and his dad might be a little bit more effective. Like saying, "Dad, can you understand?"
This was a debate.
Understand?
He had a conversation. This wasn't. This,
right, but
this
I don't
wasn't
know if
even
debates
organic.
Are so effective.
This wasn't organic. It was set up between him and, you know, the.
He said they were talking at the dinner table, right?
But he said that he wanted to set up a you know, to strike the root in this conversation and mm-hmm. get down to core principles.
Well, the root oftentimes is people's feelings and needs, you know. I mean, it's
difficult to have a third party situation where I'm empathetic, right? I mean, now if you're asking me to be empathetic to a person who's on the telephone, I can try to do that until they start walking all over me.
Well, you can relate to someone who doesn't like the government in that rules the landmass that they're living on, right? And doesn't want to get involved in the system because it's bureaucratic, it's slow, it's ineffective, right? And so you can portray those ideas and get someone else to say, "Yeah, I could see how that would be frustrating." Right? I mean, I think that's all it takes.
Well, Nick asked me to show him foundational principles about why mm-hmm. the government does not have a legitimate claim on the land. Because the claim essentially was the government owns the land. We are its serfs. If you don't like being a serf here, it does give you the option of paying an exit tax and leaving, just like the slavery system in the Roman era where slaves could pay to be free. So you aren't a slave. In the chattel slavery situation, you're a slave in the Roman style. So there you go. Let's go to Rob in Georgia. Rob?
Hey, how's it going?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, I just wanted to talk about the notion of moving someplace implying consent. And, you know, I think that it's important to cater your rhetoric to your particular audience. So I don't, you know, obviously I don't know his father as far as the sort of arguments that he would find persuasive. But one of the things that I would say, which seems very obvious to me, is that the assumption that moving someplace implies that you agree to follow those rules is completely un-American. I mean, if you look at what the framers did, they came to a country which was occupied by Native Americans, and they did not just go by the Native Americans' rules. If you look at the way that the government, various laws and social norms have changed over 200 and something years in this country, it's very apparent that the notion that you go somewhere and you just follow the rules as they are is completely against everything this country has ever done.
Well, that's the opposite side of the coin that I was pointing out here. Essentially, yes. I mean, you know, if you're claiming that sticking by the rules of a given landmass is what one should do, and that you know, then you are actually saying that the founding fathers of this country are bad people because they didn't.
Yeah. So that would definitely be one of the techniques if you're dealing with someone who is kind of the rah-rah America constitutionalist type.
Do you have anything else?
You know, there are. No, that's all I wanted to say.
You want to? Okay. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.55-453, that's the Stickle toll-free call-in line. You can call in and talk about whatever you wish here on Free Talk Live. Mentioned that it's the Stickle toll-free call-in line. What is Stickle CAI? It's a company that does accounts receivable for your business. And they do it in a manner that's entirely different than many other firms. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. They're trained in resolving issues
for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI. Let's go to Paul in Nashua. Paul.
Hi, it's Paul Nashua. I'm listening on XM. Just wanted to say, enjoying the show a lot, and I'm calling in response to a couple callers ago brought up the issue. He's talking to his father about land ownership, government land ownership, and its legitimacy. Mm-hmm. And I liked what you said, Mark, very much about how the U.S. government supposedly got the property from the King of England. But also, just on a fundamental level, you know, let's examine that. That's kind of a good argument for why it's not legitimate. But let's examine, you know, if I can claim that I can steal somebody else's stuff because I own, you know, the city, or I can make whatever property claim I want. Question is a legitimate property claim? And, you know, legitimate property is acquired by purchasing it via voluntary agreement,
right,
or homesteading. And the U.S. government never did that. You know, we had people live here who did legitimately homestead their land, and they never got a chance to even vote for anybody to go to the Continental Congress, and even, or they refused, or they voted for somebody who didn't make it. They never voluntarily gave up their rights to their land.
Right. They
just claimed a bunch of...
They did take the land from the Native Americans who were
and other
here before us and had homes.
Other colonists.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The Puritans would attack other colonists that didn't have their religious beliefs.
Yeah.
This is how bat-ass insane the founding fathers, I mean, of the true founders of the country
history
prior to...
History is a really bloody thing.
Yeah.
You know, and you could, I guess you could argue the Louisiana Purchase, right, was a purchase of land, and there were a couple of other land grants, but there were already people living on that land.
The Louisiana Purchase was a purchase, was a bribe to Napoleon to be able to take the land and kill the Native Americans that were upon it, not an actual purchase of land.
Napoleon never really owned that land in the first place.
Right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Napoleon didn't have a ranch out there with a, I mean, you know, there was no legitimate, the government did not legitimately acquire that land in any sense. So basically, it was a bunch of politicians, you know, like the Republicans and Democrats at the time, got together and declared to themselves that they own everything now. And we even saw that enforced very early on with the Whiskey Rebellion. A bunch of people were just trading, you know, alcohol and didn't want to pay a tax to the federal government. And Washington actually sent in the army to enforce
George
that tax
Washington.
And take their money.
George Washington.
Because
when you say Washington
George
now,
Washington.
People think of the you know, the place. But in fact, George Washington sent
Harry
Lighthorse Lee, the grandfather of General Lee, Robert E. Lee, in to crush this rebellion. I think they hung a couple of people or whatever. And these were rebels killing rebels.
People think of George Washington as a small government guy, right? Like
they had a lot of small government rhetoric back in the day. Kind of like Reagan, right? Like he had a lot of small government rhetoric, but the government grew 60% under his tutelage.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the difference. That's the key difference. Legitimate property ownership between somebody who's defending their property and just a thief. You know, if I go steal somebody's wallet, you know, break into somebody's home, I could say, oh, I own the city, so it was okay. But the reason I'm really just a thief is because I don't have a legitimate claim on the city. And the U.S. government never had a legitimate claim on all of the property in the U.S. I think it's absurd if you look at the history to say that they could make that claim legitimately.
They certainly act like they own it all. And that's what
they
it all
certainly do act
to.
Like that. But Al Capone acted like he owned Chicago, too. And
right.
That didn't make him a legitimate person. And the fact that you could move out of Chicago to escape Al Capone didn't make it legitimate either.
Yep.
Indeed. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. You know, somebody who says love it or leave it is acting in an un-American fashion. That's the
absolutely.
End of the story.
Well, it's just a fallacy.
Yeah, it's
absolutely
fallacy.
It's a logical fallacy.
You know, I mean, America was based on some people who decided to change, that decided that they were going willing to use, to some extent, I think it can be argued defensive force. I think they can use, you know, in largely defensive force in order to prevent people from, you know, the king and his men from, you know, collecting taxes from them that were unjust, because colonies have always been ways to enrich the homeland. The money and the goods are taken out of the colony and sent back to the homeland. And King George had no interest in keeping particularly goodwill with the colonies. He felt that they belonged to him. That was his kingdom.
Yeah. And it's really interesting, actually, looking at how we were reading some history books about how a lot of southern New Hampshire was settled. It's basically, it was land grants given by the Massachusetts state government to people who gave the Massachusetts state government money or low-interest loans or did some favor for them. And you say, oh, yeah, here, have 500 acres up in, you know, Merrimack River Valley. Have 1,000 acres. Just, it's yours because you did a favor for us.
Wow.
As if it was their money, their land to give in the first place.
Sure.
But, yeah, this kind of stuff has been going on for hundreds of years. It never changes.
Yeah. Once they realize that they can kill the Indians in different ways, shape, or form, that they can just give their land away and just exterminate them like pests.
That's so sad.
And, you know,
people.
And this is what it all boils down to. I'm not saying that all the land needs to go back to the Indians. I don't even know how one would go about that 400 years later when I have both Indian and Caucasian blood and actually Oriental blood and Jewish blood flowing through my veins. How am I supposed to give back this land? And how do I know that Indians are actually settled this part and we're only hunting that part? And wouldn't it be legitimate for me to homestead hunting land? I mean, you know, this gets really murky. I don't think you can give land back, but to claim that the government owns it is patently ridiculous.
Yeah, it's impossible to go back through history and correct all of the errors of history, but we are where we're at. I just like to start having liberty and respect for property rights and individual rights
today,
right now,
right.
In the future.
That's the way to solve this problem.
Let's not keep doing this. We can't correct all the errors of the past, but for now, let's start respecting people's property rights and their liberty. Again, as long as they don't harm anybody else, then their choices are their own choice.
Paul, thank you
really
for the call.
Nobody else.
Very well said.
855-450-3733. It seems to me,
call.
Yeah, it seems to be the only way that one can look at this and have some kind of empathy, sympathy for their fellow man. I mean, I suppose you can say that the world will run more efficiently if I were just king of this particular landmass and I could, be a liberal or be a conservative and things would go the way that I propose they go.
A lot of people do say that.
Well, they absolutely. Right now. I think they would go more efficiently if I were God King of America or the world or whatever, but I'm never going to be because the way that these things are administered, they're always going to be administered by bureaucrats, faceless bureaucrats out there that they're stuck in a system that doesn't reward them based on the same way the marketplace does. Doesn't reward performance in sort of proper roles. And those bureaucrats are going to implement whatever your grand idea for feeding the world or educating the dumb or whatever. They're going to do it badly. They're going to do it so badly. And they're going to do it in a fashion that threatens and harms people.
The nature of the system is such that it really is not capable of meeting our needs.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. I know you've never heard anything like this on the radio. Do you have any questions? 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
On Free Talk Live.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the U.S. USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.855-453. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We are live 7 days a week on Free Talk Live. We have somebody from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., usually two somebodies or three, taking your calls, talking to you about the issues of the day.
And somebody good, too. Somebody competent.
Oh, yeah. Just drag somebody in.
So it didn't sound like it was any old person.
Yeah. Get in here. Watch host this show, would you? If you're listening to radio, and in fact television, it's really difficult not to see some ads for gold and silver. Right now, as I speak, gold and silver have taken a dip. It is a great buying opportunity. As a matter of fact, if I hadn't moved earlier in the week, actually it was 2 weeks ago, in purchasing some precious metals, actually I got some platinum because I think it's poised to move up too, I would have gotten some gold and silver on this dip. I just don't have the money right now. And I have, you know, I've put a bunch of money into gold and silver as much as I can. And I think I recommend it to you too. Check out gold.freetalklive.com. There are common gold and silver pieces and coins that you can comparison shop with other places. I believe that you will find at gold.freetalklive.com some of the best prices on gold and silver available on the internet. Whether you want it as a hedge against inflation, investment, or barter currency, it's gold.freetalklive.com. We've been teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some great opportunities. gold.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ty in Tennessee. Ty?
Hey, Mark, Stephanie. Hey, I was listening to the podcast from last night, and I'm a bit shocked. After hours and hours, countless hours, I really can't count how many hours of discussion on Free Talk Live about the evils of the state, I hear you say you favor the formation of a Palestinian state.
Well,
I also support the formation of the secession of states from the Union, because I believe that as I believe in peaceful, nonviolent steps to personal governance. And it seems to me that a Palestinian state is preferable to a single state. Do you believe a single state solution is better, or the two-state solution?
I believe the solution, as far as the foreign policy of the U.S. is concerned, is to stop all foreign aid and quit meddling in other people's affairs.
But the United States is voting in the U.N. to prevent Palestinian state, the second Palestinian statehood, the second state solution.
I don't think they should prevent anything. I think they should stop foreign aid and stop meddling in other people's affairs.
Fine. I agree with you, too.
I agree
with the statement. However, if you were to ask me to vote one way or the other, what I prefer, I believe that a two-state solution is preferable to a one-state solution. I don't think there is a free market, liberty, complete liberty option on the table in the, you know, the Sinai Peninsula area, you know, Israel and all that stuff.
We really don't have an option there anyway, because it's not our place. It's not our.
We do have some power to swing what our bureaucrats do, and I think you're right that.
Really, I don't think we do.
Some, like, you know, it's a pressure.
Like an infinitesimal amount.
It's pressure.
Well, but weren't 95%? Go ahead, Ty. I'm sorry.
I was just kind of amazed to hear that, but you know, you're not the only one. I actually listened to. Another podcast today, one of the anti-war radio podcasts,
yeah.
And I believe it was Sheldon Richmond was on there from B, and he was actually for the formation of a Palestinian state. And I'm just going, wow, what happened? Did the world fall off its axis? All these people who are you know, somewhat anarchist-leaning are talking about wanting a Palestinian state. You know,
I am not an anarchist. I am against the monopoly. I'm against a government that claims a monopoly privilege on a given landmass.
That's why I said leaning, Mark.
I just want to make it clear. I don't think that's a helpful term, and I don't like it associated with me. So I understand what you're saying. I'm just going to jump in and correct it.
Okay, but I'm just saying these people who normally talk about living in a stateless world are advocating the formation of a state to solve a problem that's been caused because of meddling in that area.
I don't even know that I advocate a stateless world today. I think what I advocate for is the education of people through respect and dignity and love about the ideas of personal freedom. Because if there's no foundation, then all you have is exactly what people fear when they use the term anarchy. You have chaos, destruction, death. I don't think that that's going to be a particularly pleasant situation.
Isn't a state an organization that claims a monopoly on the use of violence and aggression?
Yes, they just don't have it. They just don't have it.
Why not advocate for the removal of all that?
Immediately? Because I think that in its void, without people being properly educated on these ideas, that you're going to have an initial period of chaos and destruction that will result in the next guy coming along and setting up the next state.
Well, there is no state demolition instant button. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
Right. Yeah. There isn't. All there is education, and that's what I'm doing.
But even putting out the idea that the formation of a new state is a good thing is actually, I think, moving in the wrong direction.
Okay. Well, I think this is the split of a hair, really, because
I don't know about that.
Let me jump in. Let me make my case here. Getting the United States out of the solution, as far as Israel, since they're offering a veto in the UN against a Palestinian state, getting them out of the situation and advocating for no foreign aid to Israel and I don't advocate any foreign aid to any country, and advocating for leaving everybody alone as far as this diplomacy thing goes, is advocating for a Palestinian state.
Well, I think that advocating for leaving people alone is not the same as advocating for a state.
I agree with you, and I think this actually is an important point. I agree with you on both of your ideas that you're expressing in this call, And I think that it never hurts to be idealistic, right? If we shoot for the moon, we'll land among the stars.
I think Ty's making an important distinction, but I mean, in like sort of the real live practical application of the two things is the same result.
Well, you know, I think it goes to show how what the magnitude is of the meddling that has happened over there, where people who normally wouldn't advocate for the formation of any state are actually advocating for the formation of a state. I'm boggled.
Yep. It's a complete mess.
I'm absolutely boggled.
It is a total mess, Ty, and it was created, you know, the reason that there's this conflict in the first place, right, was because the creation of Israel kind of took up other people's land that they already
exactly.
owned.
The creation of a state.
Yes, exactly.
State.
But there was a state there already. There was already
mess.
A state there.
Right, but
they made another one.
just as the U.S. cannot solve its debt problems by getting more in debt, you can't solve the problem caused in that area with the creation of a state by creating another state.
There is essentially no state.
I
disagree at this point. I think that there's essentially no state in Palestine at this point, and Israel has usurped that state.
What do you mean?
There's essentially no state there.
There's a huge state. There's a police, an army. It's a total police state in the whole region.
Only because Israel has stepped over the bounds that it had initially and taken over these areas of land. Trod upon these people's rights. So since the void of a state has resulted in a state annexing that area.
There's no void of a state.
There is.
Well, then
no, there is. The problem is that the state called Israel is being completely unfair to the people who live there.
That's what states
do. The problem is a state. But creating another state is not going to solve the problem. Just as, like I said, spending more money is not going to cure a problem caused by debt. Creating another state is not going to cure a problem caused by the creation of a state.
Okay.
Yeah. Agree with you, Ty.
I don't. I don't know what the solution is. I don't have a principled answer to the solution. But I think that there is the lack of a state there and that has resulted in what they have. 855-450-3733. One of the biggest problems the people face that advocate no state is another state coming in and taking over.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where even the chaff is wheat, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? Finding discounts means clipping coupons. False. By sitting down with a farmer's agent, you'll get access to discounts that could save you hundreds on home and auto insurance. If you said true, put down the scissors and start saving on more than just canned yams.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Well, I think it's a little weird to talk about revolution over the themes and means of corporate-produced and approved music. I'm Tony Yetzer from the Lost Vegas. We produced and approved our own recordings on Life Before the Collapse, and then we put it on vinyl because it sounds good. Take care.
Thank you too much, girl.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
I don't know why I'm giving out that number. We're not going to be able to slide anybody else in. We got the phones are lit up here. It's Free Talk Live. Real quick, Ruger's new SR-40C is a compact version of the recoil-reducing striker-fired SR-40 pistol, one of the slimmest, most ergonomic full-size 40-caliber pistols on the market today. The SR-40C is based on the same high-performance glass-filled nylon frame as those used on so many great Ruger pistols, including the SR-40. The SR-40C features a throw-hardened stainless steel slide or alloy steel slide with Nitrodox Pro Black finish. You can go see it at Ruger.com and purchase it at your local gun dealer. Again, it's Ruger.com. Let's go to Cliff in Florida. Cliff? Cliff, can you hear me now?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Great. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Cliff?
Yeah. I'm giving a call about a call that I heard earlier from Nick, actually. Talking about, I guess he's having a hard time explaining to his father, you know, why the government can't be around. And actually, it kind of ties into to Ty's question, issue with forming a Palestinian state.
I would I would correct you on one term, Cliff. Here, I don't believe that people can do without government. I think that they can do without the state, which is a monopoly, an organization that claims a monopoly, not an organization that governs behavior. Go ahead.
And that's what I wanted to get to, actually, is that I think the issue is whenever that topic comes up, is to bring it back to, again, I think you guys are right, I got the idea from, you know, more or less from you guys to begin with, but whenever they go to the, what Palestine states are there for XYZ, you know, I say just point out the fact that it doesn't have to be a monopoly, that's the first part, and doesn't need to be attached to the land, that's the second part, you know, and of course you need to have, you know, market feedback. So, for whatever reason, the state is doing something that you don't want, you should be able to just take your money out and go fund. Because really, the state is just for protection. I mean, that's the reason why I see it around. That's my only reason.
That's what people believe government is. Government is an organization. You know, people believe the government is an organization meant to protect you from bad people. And I think
we've shown, you know, it's been shown over and over again that the government really cannot serve that purpose. Really.
I think it could if it was a monopoly. If it was not a monopoly.
And the only way to get it out of the monopoly phase is to marketize it, and the only way you can do that is to be able to withdraw your money. So in other words, I think you need more governments. I mean, I wish for a million governments on the planet, and you could choose which government body you want to side yourself with. And of course, these government bodies are gonna probably form, you know, other organizations, you know, within themselves, you know, that, you know, certain governments are, you know, fall under this, this umbrella or that umbrella. And basically, it'll just give you the same kind of, you know, benefits that you get from having different types of stores around or different types of restaurants. You know, like, you know, tonight, I, you know, like for whatever reason, you know, for the next year or for the next 5 years, I want to be with XYZ government because that XYZ benefits with, for me to be with them. And then I have to switch over to another government, which, you know, it could be, you know, cost less or cost more, but they have the services that I want. And, of course, I can fire them at any time, you know. And again, that's, I think that's the key right there is the ability to fire them, you know. And then, again, elections, you know, you could have a government that has elections. That's just fine, you know. But so long as I can pay for a government that just hires, you know, from a board of governors or whatever, a council
right.
of governors.
Freedom is the ability to say no thank you, and that's what it all comes down to. Appreciate it, Cliff. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Lauren in Madison. Lauren? Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live. Lauren going once. Lauren going twice. Put Lauren on hold. Alex in Madison, Wisconsin. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
This isn't Madison. This is Fort Atkinson.
Okay.
So anyway, I was going to talk about the EPA situation.
Sure. What was on your mind about that?
Well, this couple wanted to build a house on a wetland or near a wetland, right?
Actually, there's two different claims here.
They didn't know that their house was, or their property that they had purchased to build a house on, was on a wetland, and they were told by the EPA that they should have known, but when they tried to do some research on it, they tried to pull up the property in the wetlands registry, and it wasn't there.
Right, and the claim is from the story that the land is high and dry. So
And it's surrounded by other properties. So,
right, and it's being called a wetland, but they're, you know, at this point, the evidence is quite tenuous as to whether it really is or not.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I didn't get that part of the story, and I came in a bit late.
Sure.
No problem.
So what do you have to say about people building on wetlands then?
I had a interesting conversation a few years ago, very similar, with a friend who's very conservative, a little anti-government. My argument is basically this: if you're going to build anywhere near a water body area, there should be a certain amount of rules and regulations.
Why more rules on areas of why more rules on bodies of water than rules on bodies of land?
Well, this is just dealing with the water bodies.
But my question is to
everybody
you,
needs water.
Wait a second, Alex. What is the reason that everybody needs land? That you must live on it too, and you know, land is attached to water. There's aquifers underneath. Why is it special? Why is a body, you know, like a muddy piece of land, more special than a dry piece of land?
Well, if there's a connection to water, it may have some connection to.
To a larger body of water.
All land is connected. It's a big giant
aquifer. People need to drink.
Yes,
okay?
I can see.
There are always people around that body of water or along that body of water, should it be a river or a stream. And you have to consider those other people's rights.
Sure, they
also,
sure you
yeah,
do.
Yeah,
absolutely. If you pollute somebody else's stream, that's important that you make reparations to them.
So, you know, that's all I had to say. Again, I came in a little bit late on the conversation.
855-450-3733. Seems to me a body of land, body of water. I mean, you know,
well, you know,
gotta live somewhere.
I think I can understand what he was saying, because people...
Water flows?
Yes, people do need to drink, and water is connected, and chemicals and pollutants can get into the water.
Most of the water that people drink comes, if they drill wells in rural areas, and I suspect that's what we're talking about here, it comes from a deep water source, which really is in no way connected to surface water.
Right. But, you know, you can argue that things can leach into the ground and get into the deep water supply, and I'm not
sure
if that's
true. The neighbor's
dog
could go and poop.
But Mark, let me finish. I'm trying to make a point here. I mean, I can see the desire to have people have clean drinking water,
sure.
right? And also for people to have property rights and have the ability to kind of exclude other people from polluting land that is theirs. The problem comes in when you use an organization like the EPA to enforce those kind of things, and they can do things like declare that people must pay a $37,000 fine per day if they don't plant a tree every 10 feet.
But do you think that people shouldn't be able to live on muddy land?
No.
That's what he was saying. Alex was saying you can't live on muddy land because water flows. And
I don't know.
You are a dirty, polluting thing,
Mark,
and you will pollute the. That's what I was saying.
Jeez.
I was listening to the guy. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you, Stephanie.
We heard the same call, but we understood different things. I just saw
I'm
that
concerned
he was concerned
about water too.
That he was concerned about the cleanliness of people's drinking water.
He was concerned
water.
About where you live. That's
right.
What he's concerned.
He
doesn't want you to live on muddy land.
But he may not have understood the problems that come in when what is wetland is decided by government.
That's
by
the
decree.
Problem with advocating for violence against your neighbor. Let's go to Lauren in Madison.
Wow, Mark.
Hello.
You are really on fire tonight.
Lauren?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello? Hi. I was calling because, I mean, you guys are totally able to have your own opinions on things, but if you're going to have opinions on this stuff, you really need to get the facts right.
Okay.
The first thing is that you guys say that there was already a state there when Israel came about.
Yes.
Actually, there wasn't. It was the Ottoman Empire. It broke.
And that's
up
not a state, Lauren?
No, it was not. They were
empires aren't
in
states?
World War I. They were conquered in World War I, and that land was annexed by the British. It was not a state.
Well, okay.
It was under the control
of the
government, though, right?
Okay,
it
Lauren.
It was under the control of the British. But mm-hmm. There was no particular state. There was never
there was a state there in the form of the Ottoman Empire, which is what I was referring to. The Ottoman Empire was an organization that claimed for itself the monopoly privilege over the rule of the area that is now called Israel. That would be defined as a state. Wouldn't you agree?
Right, but that land was lost in World War One.
That you mean there was no state? What? How did the how,
no,
then
the British?
Then the British
that,
okay. So is
that's
the British the government a state? Is the British
yes,
government a state?
Yeah, but
okay.
You know, just because the British, you know, had control over it doesn't mean that that's part of. It wasn't England. You're saying that was part of England.
If the
okay,
British
this,
said
this
it was,
a,
then it was, right?
You know, Lauren, this is a fine
but
point.
Never,
I kind of wonder if she had another one, but our show is pretty
yeah,
much
okay.
over.
My
so
second thing was, you guys kind of
show's
it
over,
seem.
Lauren. Sorry.
I appreciate it. Hey, you can call in. You can call in
tomorrow night,
7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. We're on 7 days a week. We certainly you can call in next Saturday, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And we're going to be on WXXN there. 85. That's it, Mark
and Stephanie.
Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save responsibly.